There's not much these days that unites the federal government and the opposition, but today they've found one issue they do agree on: excessive executive salaries. MPs on both sides have universally condemned the pay packages for the chief executive and directors of Pacific Brands. The company announced earlier this week that it would sack more than 1,800 workers as it closes its Australian factories and moves its manufacturing offshore. Today it's been revealed the company gave its executives pay rises of 170% last year. The union chief, Sharon Burrows, says it's an example of a shocking lack of morality from our greediest CEOs. Federal politicians say the issue of remuneration is for shareholders, not governments, to decide. But Green senators say the federal government can and should act. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Pacific Brands has defended the pay packages of its CEO and board directors. The chief executive, Sue Morfitt's pay trebled last year to $1.8 million after she was promoted from general manager of underwear to company CEO. The company says, in fact, Ms. Morfitt took a pay cut, that her million-plus package was half that of the previous company chief. It's also been revealed the total pay package for the company's 13 directors almost doubled last year to $15 million. Pacific Brands says the decision announced this week to sack 1,800 workers and move offshore was made after a review and that the redundancies are regrettable. The ACTU president, Sharon Burrow, is fuming.
Corporate Australia has lost its way. There's no leadership, there's a lack of morality, this is anger-making, and the rising tide of concern, of anger in the community is calling on the government to act. It is time we cleaned up this shocking lack of morality from the greediest of our CEOs.
Over the past 2 years, Pacific Brands has received more than $17 million in government assistance. The revelation of the excessive pay packages has united both the federal government and opposition. Speaking on Channel 7, Infrastructure Minister Anthony Albanese said it was an issue for the company's shareholders.
This is certainly a red-hot decision for a board of directors and management to be sitting down and planning to sack workers. And I think all Australians out there watching the program would just say, for goodness sake, wake up to yourselves.
Families Minister Jenny Macklin.
Ordinary people in the street just, well, they say to me, how can, on the one hand, all of these people lose their jobs and on the other, executives walk away with these massive payouts?
Climate Change Minister Penny Wong.
I'm sure all Australians, am appalled at the prospect of people rewarding themselves pay rises in these circumstances.
The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey.
I'm surprised that the large shareholders in Pacific Brands haven't got something to say about not only the damage to the brand, but significantly why, ask some serious questions of why they had to lay off 1,850 workers and still pay executives very significant sums.
The Deputy Liberal Leader Julie Bishop says the Coalition is more concerned about those being sacked.
The opposition is concerned to look after the interests of the workers, and that's what we'll be doing.
Government frontbencher Anthony Albanese says governments can't intervene into the affairs of corporations.
What we shouldn't do is overpromise and suggest that we can suddenly come in as the big state operation, big government, and decide what all corporate executives will be paid.
Isn't it extraordinary that we've got a Labor government, a government of the workers, of the battlers, simply playing to the tune of the big end of town? It's high time the Prime Minister said exactly how he is going to curb these obscene packages.
Greens leader Senator Bob Brown says the Prime Minister often talks of a crackdown on executive pay, but does little to follow it up.
The Greens will be introducing an amendment to the tax laws in the next session of the Senate to take away tax deductibility for CEO payments of more than $1 million a year.
And Senator Brown says the Prime Minister should follow the example of US President Barack Obama.
President Obama has cut to $500 million packages going to CEOs which receive government assistance in the United States. Why can't the Australian Labor government do that? The Labor government has the ability to legislate for anything to do with corporations. That is the corporation's power under our constitution. The responsibility resides with the federal parliament and the federal government.
The Prime Minister will meet with the US President on March the 24th, a trip Mr Rudd was planning in April to attend a G20 meeting in Europe has now been extended to include the United States and a one-on-one meeting at the White House. The two will discuss the global economic crisis, Afghanistan and climate change. The government's revealed this morning it will unveil its draft emissions trading scheme legislation on March the 10th. The climate change minister, Penny Wong, has written to the Senate today asking that its economics committee hold an inquiry and review the bill but report back by April the 14th. The Australian Industry Group's Heather Ridout has called today on the government to delay the scheme's introduction by 2 years because of the global financial crisis. The climate change minister says no. The scheme, she says, will start next year.
We do not share her view nor her industry association's view on the start date. And there's a very simple reason for that, which we have said many times, and it is this. The longer we delay, the higher the costs.
The Climate Change Minister Penny Wong ending that report by Sabra Lane.